Welcome to Sensual Tsunami, the guide to perfect positioning. So now that you know exactly how to experience toe curling orgasms, let's dive into the cornucopia of sexual positions and how to never get in a missionary rut again. So you'll be able to fulfill your lusty longings with this fun guide. Now you're going to see some, hear about some familiar friends, but what's different is I'm going to tell you what type of orgasm they're great for achieving for you, and a bunch of tricks and variations to modify them to suit you, from your stamina to flexibility to your partner's size. It's all been considered, and I'm going to share it with you. Now I do want you to log into the online version of this and see the actual guide, because there are little illustrations of each position for you there. And I want to point out that our models for us in this guide, they're actually a little bit creepy. Because I don't know about you, but faceless people tend to totally weird me out. But when I chose them, I realized, you know, they're slightly better than the 70s drawings from The Joy of Sex. I don't know if you ever saw that book, but these models are a little bit better, but they don't have faces, which is a little strange. So first off, we're going to go over all the face-to-face positions. And facing each other, it allows you to talk. It also allows you to gaze into each other's eyes, and you can passionately kiss during intercourse. But it doesn't have to be all sweetness. You can throw in some spice, too, as you'll see. So first up in our little guide here is not your mama's missionary. This is the kind of the classic sex position, and it's ideal for romantic connection as well as the cuddle hormone technique that you learned in Language of Desire. So the illustration is there to show you, but I'll describe it to you too. How do you do it? You lie on your back with your legs open, which gives him easy access to slide right in. And cucumber considerations. This position is comfortable for all sizes of peni. The fitness level is low, and the orgasm type that's possible here is clitoral if you add in some manual or digital or stimulation, even with a vibrator. The variations that you can use, feel free to massage or spank his booty, and in the picture you see that she has her hands right on his butt. Also, massaging his back or running your nails down it, that feels good. You can also add in a pillow to tilt your hips upward a few inches. And if you have him use shallow strokes during that, you can get in a little G-spot stimulation too. So our next position is called over the shoulder. It's ideal for deep penetration with eye contact. And it's also a good position if you want to try anal penetration too. And it's basically your standard missionary position, but you're going to swing one or both of your ankles over his shoulders. And that pushes your hips and pelvis upward so he can get in there nice and deep. And cucumber considerations, this is awesome for the small to average size penis because of how far he can get in. You can feel him in there, and he feels like he's really getting in there too. Fitness level, he needs arm strength and stamina, but there really isn't much of an impact on you except for maybe your hamstrings. Stretching those out to warm up ahead of time might be good. And the orgasm type that you can achieve with this, the deep thrusting can reach the A spot, and shallow thrusting can reach the G spot. Remember, that's 1 to 3 inches inside the front wall of your vagina. Variations on this position, you can put your feet against his chest or his shoulders for even deeper penetration. Also, you can hoist your feet up and over you, so almost like you're doing a backward somersault, and rest your feet against the wall or bed frame behind you, and it feels really acrobatic. It feels like you're, like, you know, the swinging from the chandelier kind of sex, but it's actually really easy. You don't have to be that flexible in order to do it. But I will say, a little funny note, don't do that position if you're feeling a little gassy from the last meal you ate, because that extra pressure on your tummy will definitely cause you to toot. That's always, you know, embarrassing in the moment. Another variation on this position is to have your legs closed together and straight up in the air. And he enters you either in a push-up position or on his knees, and it feels extra tight for him as well as you. You can feel it more. And that added friction can actually end up stimulating your clitoris. So I think you should try that out. The next position is called the push-up, and it's ideal for admiring his arms and chest. And how you do it, it's basically from missionary. You don't change your position at all. He just pushes up onto his hands with his arms extended like he's doing a push-up, and he's, you know, on his knees. So I guess it would be a girly push-up he's doing. cucumber consideration, this is a great one for all sizes. His fitness level, he does need to have arm strength. Orgasm type, it's you can easily reach your clitoris. You can, it might be a little difficult for him to do the one-handed push-up, so this would be on you. And you can also add in a vibrator and just rest it there between you for the added stimulation. Variations on this, if he's well endowed, try a slow sliding and rocking motion with this position, letting him control the pace and the depth. And if he angles his pubic bone towards your clit, he can give you a little bit of added stimulation there. The next position is called the outsider, and it's ideal for a romantic connection with clitoral stimulation. And how you do it, you lie on your back, flat on your back with your legs together, and then he's going to straddle your legs and penetrate you. So this is a great one if your man is larger in size. It can be a little bit tricky if he's on the real small size because he's got to get in between, you know, your legs. You're not giving him easy access to your vaginal canal there. So it is better for average to larger. Fitness level, low. Orgasm type, clitoral is possible because he's going to basically be resting right there on you. The variations are to use a pillow under your hips, which will give a slightly different sensation and angle. And then again, you can always place a vibrator against yourself for that added zing. The next position is called the slow ride, and this is an ideal one for G-spot stimulation and slow lovemaking. Bonus is that he gets to feel your breasts rubbing against his chest the whole time. So how you do it, he lies on his back with his feet extending over the bed, like in the picture, he's got his, you know, legs bent, so, you know, you can't see the bed in the picture, but he, it would be as if he was on the edge of the bed. And then you're on top of him, where you have one leg extended kind of between his legs, and your other leg is draped over his side. And you're going to slide yourself onto him, and then using those slow sliding motions, you're going to control the thrusting yourself and using your body to create friction. As far as cucumber size, this isn't a great one for the teeny ones because he can easily slip out. So this is definitely one that's great for someone who has a longer penis and doesn't mind it kind of being bent upwards. Fitness level is low to medium. The orgasm type that you can have is G-spot because you're controlling the depth there, so you can kind of angle yourself to get it right in your sweet spot and just kind of stay there with a slow sliding motion. And to vary it up, you can try both of your legs extended, or you could try straddling him, but the key to this one is that you're laying against him fully, so he's feeling your breast on his bare chest, and you're basically face-to-face. The next position, ride 'em cowgirl. This is ideal for female control, depth and pace, and clitoral stimulation. Plus, he gets to watch your boobs bounce around. And the how-to is really easy. He lies on his back, and you straddle him and lower yourself on board. And this is a position that works for any size because you're controlling the depth. So if you have a partner who is rather well endowed, this is a way that you can control that so that he's not getting too deep if, you know, say you have a sensitive cervix and he's so big that he's getting all up in your, you know, business and it can be painful. This is a great position to try. fitness level is medium because, you know, if you're doing this, you're basically leaning on your knees. So if you have bad knees like I do, and you're doing this for a long period of time, it can start to hurt a little bit. And it also gives your legs a great workout. The orgasm type is clitoral. His hands are free to stimulate you. You also aren't really leaning on your hands too much, so you can do it too. And the variations on this, he can elevate his back with pillows, or if you're on a couch or something, he can be, you know, sitting upright basically. And you can also lean forward a bit, even positioning yourself a few inches up, which aids in getting that added pressure and stimulation on your clit, as well as being able to reach your G-spot really well. The next one, it's almost identical to cowgirl, but this is called Lap of Love. And this is great, again, for eye contact, and it's an awesome position for a man who appreciates your boobs. And how you do this, he's kneeling on his knees, and then you straddle him, and your feet are flat on the floor, or the bed, if you're doing this on a bed. And this is, again, this is great for all sizes of penises, because you're able to control the depth. Fitness level, this is medium. This might even be medium to high. It's tough on both of your knees. It gives your hamstrings a workout too because your feet are flat. You're actually lifting yourself up using your feet. So you're really getting a good hamstring and booty workout in this too. The orgasm type, it's G-spot if you use short and shallow thrusts. That's a bit of a tongue twister. And you're angling yourself forward a little bit. It's also good for clitoral stimulation because your hands are basically free. The variations, you know, if you do this on the floor, I recommend that. You have a sturdy surface to, you know, leverage yourself off of. And you can also, instead of going up and down, you can move your hips in little circles, which gives a slightly different experience. And another idea, if you're flexible enough, is you can arch yourself backwards, basically like you're leaning back on his legs with your head, you know, touching the floor. His penis would need to be able to bend a little bit in order to achieve that. So talk about it before you try it. The next position, I call it the warm embrace, and this is ideal for very close skin-to-skin contact and slow tantric-style lovemaking. In the illustration, you'll see they're basically hugging each other. He's seated, and then you're straddling him with your legs draped over the back. This can be on a chair or a stool. He could be sitting with his legs out on the bed while your legs drape over. There's, you know, all different ways that you could achieve this position. This is a good one for all sizes of penises. You aren't able really to control the depth and pace because you don't have the leverage of your legs. You're basically sitting on him and it's more of a rocking motion. So potentially if someone is rather well endowed, it you just want to go slow. Fitness level on this is low, as long as he's comfortable with your whole weight of your body, you know, sitting on his lap. The orgasm type. Now, this isn't ideal for a quick orgasm. This is something, like I mentioned, the tantric style, where it's the purpose isn't so much, you know, to get to the finish line. It's the process, and it's the being close, and it's, you know, really slowly, like almost meditating and tuning into your bodies. And it's prolonged contact with small rocking movements that eventually could build to a very powerful orgasm. It's just going to take some time. And the variation on this is I think you should try it on a rocking chair too, because that can be a lot of fun. Next position is called the tree climber. And this is ideal for men who have a lot of upper body strength, who also have very petite partners. And it feels really exhilarating. And how you do it, you basically are going to climb him like a tree and wrap your legs around his waist, and he's going to hold you up. Smaller penises with this one could slip out if you're doing too much bouncing. So that's just something to think about. Fitness level is athletic. I mean, you need to be able to trust that he can hold you up and still be doing it at the same time. So this one isn't for everybody. The orgasm type, you can achieve a clitoral orgasm if you're rubbing yourself against his pubic bone. If he's got a larger penis, it's possible he could reach your A-spot in this position. In the variations, you can lean against a wall for support. You can also have one leg, you know, touching the ground and just extend one leg up. So he's not having to hold or carry the whole weight of your body. And that gives his arms a break too. And if you're very flexible and daring, from this position where you're wrapped around his waist, arch yourself backwards like in a back bend and either rest your hands on a piece of furniture or, depending on how tall he is, you might even be able to reach the floor in that position. So that's just something to try if you're feeling up to it. The next position is called the slow dance. And this one is really ideal for people whose genitals match up height-wise. And when you take a look at the picture, you'll notice she's like on her tippy toes, and you can see her pelvis, and he's almost bending his knees a little bit to get himself a little bit lower. Now, women's legs tend to be longer than men's, so even if your guy is, you know, taller than you in stature, you might be surprised when you compare, you know, face to face, crotch to crotch, that your genitals actually might line up a little bit better than you might think they would. And how you do this, you're face to face and you're nestling your bodies together just like you're about to slow dance. You want to keep your legs slightly apart, and he's kind of in between your legs. And again, you might be needing to stand on your tippy toes as he penetrates you, or you could wear a really, you know, awesome pair of high heels too to give you that added height. This is ideal for larger than average, because a smaller guy, just depending on your, you know, physique, he might not be able to, you know, reach all the way and actually penetrate you. The fitness level on this one is low. And, you know, having sex standing up, you think, oh gosh, you have to be in awesome shape and, you know, super athletic. But this is a position that shows that you don't necessarily have to be. The orgasm type, it's possible to have a clitoral orgasm, just depending on how well you line up and if slow, measured pressure can actually arouse you and bring you to climax. The variations on this, you can lean up against a wall or a counter, which gives you a little bit more leverage for you to actually angle your hips towards him so that he can get it up in there. The next position is called Edge of the World, and this is a really fun one. It gives you really deep penetration, but you still have eye contact, and it has a complete like sense of urgency, like, oh my gosh, I can't wait one more second, I need you now kind of thing if you're doing it on a counter or a table somewhere outside of your bedroom. And how you do this, you lie on the edge of the bed with your, you know, booty scooted all the way to the edge, or if you're on a countertop, and then depending on how high off the ground you are, he's either kneeling or standing in front of you. And so, and this is one, you know, when you see it in the movies where they clear off the desk and they, you know, hoist you up there, and then next thing you know, you're doing it. You know, it's one of those positions that really can feed into that sense of urgency. And it's a great one for guys no matter what size they are. And the fitness level, it seems really active, but it's actually kind of low to medium. If you're using something other than a bed, you just need, you know, a little bit of help maybe to get yourself up there. But that's about it. And the orgasm type, you know, hands are free. So clitoral stimulation is possible. And if you tilt your hips up, he might be able to reach your G-spot or your A-spot. Variations on this one, again, with the sense of urgency. Try this one where you're partially clothed still. Just sweep stuff off a counter or a table, hoist yourself up, and don't even take your underwear off. Just pull it to the side. It's super hot. The next one is a variation on this. It's called deeper over the edge. So it's ideal for extra deep penetration, still with the eye contact. So same thing, you're going to lie on the edge of the bed or the edge of the counter with him either kneeling or standing, and you're going to extend your legs up and almost straight up. They're kind of over his shoulders, but, you know, because he's, you know, his position is basically straight up and down, your legs are essentially straight up. And this is great for the small to average size guy. It might be a little too sensitive with a well-endowed partner. You might just have him, you know, not totally pound into you because he's going to be able to get way deep. Fitness level, again, low to medium. Orgasm type, clitoral, because both your hands are free to stimulate you. And variations, do the same thing with your legs up, but close them. And that gives you, again, that extra tightness and extra friction. And this one is another variation on the edge position. It's called downside of the edge. And this is ideal for eye contact and rapid thrusting. And also, you'll see it in the drawing, your legs are pulling downward, which pushes him up to the front wall of your vagina, which is great for G and A spot action. And same position, you're up on the edge of the bed or the counter, and he's kneeling or standing. The only difference is your legs, instead of being, knees up or legs up on his shoulder, they're actually down over the edge, and gravity is pulling your legs downward. So it really gives that front wall of your vagina contact. Orgasm type, again, G or A spot, depending on the depth of penetration. And you can also, if you really like that feeling of that downward pull, slide in a cookbook or a pillow or something to give your hips even more leverage upwards, so your legs are pulling against them, gravity's working a little bit harder. So now we're going to move on to the rear entry positions. First up is our classic, our old friend, doggy style, man's best friend, ha ha. This is ideal for deep penetration. It also gives you the chance to manually stimulate yourself or hold a vibrator against yourself. And how you do it is easy. You're on all fours, and he grabs your hips and pulls up inside of you from behind. And how you position your legs, you can have your legs totally together. You can spread them super wide. Experiment with that, because leg positioning can give you a lot of different sensations. And this is great for all sizes. For the smaller guy, it gives him the chance to really, because he's controlling it, he's holding your hips, he can really get in there. If he's super well endowed, he might be getting a little too deep, especially, again, if you have a sensitive cervix and he's able to reach all the way up in there. So if his thrusts are bordering on painful for you, just let him know. And, he can still, do the rapid thrusting. Just tell him not to go so deep that he's actually hitting up against something. The fitness level, it's surprisingly low, but it feels really athletic. So this is a fun one for everybody. Orgasm type, you can pretty much, sky's the limit. You can hit any type of orgasm you want with this. Again, G-spot, you want to do shallow thrust, and you want to make sure to arch your back. A-spot is just him going a little bit deeper and getting to that front part of right up near your cervix. And variations, you can rest your chest and tummy down, like onto the bed or floor, with your hips and booty still up in the air. As I like to say, face down, ass up. This gives him a slightly different angle to penetrate, as well as a different visual. Another variation is scoot your knees up underneath you so that he has a completely unobstructed view of his penetration. The next position is tummy time, and this is an ideal one if you really want to try out the G-spot orgasm, especially if his penis kind of arches downward like a banana. And how you do this, you're going to lie on your tummy with your legs slightly spread. And if you can, arch your back to kind of angle your hips up towards him. And he's laying down between your legs. He's up kind of in a modified push-up position. And he enters you from the rear. And this is a great one for the average-sized guy on up. It's a low fitness level. And the orgasm type, again, is the G-spot, especially if he's doing the slow, shallow thrusts. And if you want to, you can try this one where you actually close your legs together and then you're having him, straddle the outside of your legs and penetrate you for added friction. And this one, it's another variation of doggy style. It's called downward dog. So if you've done yoga at all, downward dog is a really common yoga position, and that's basically what you're going to be doing. It's great for deep penetration, G-spot and A-spot orgasms. You lean forward into downward dog, and he stands behind you, grabs your hips to enter you. And this is great for the small to average. Hard thrusting might be too much if he's rather well endowed. And the fitness level is medium to high, and depending on how hard he's thrusting, you'll need to, steady yourself so that you don't tumble forward. So hopefully he's got a good grip on your hips and a good, his feet firmly planted on the ground, so if he, really goes for it, he's not going to buck you forward where you tumble and fall and hit your head. Orgasm type, G-spot or A-spot. Now, the variation on this is kind of daring. He could grab your waist and then you lift your legs up around him like in a wheelbarrow position, or he could, you know, hold the tops of your thighs, so you're doing it while you're holding yourself on the ground on your hands. The next position is reverse cowgirl, and this one gets a lot of talk about for some reason. Both men and women seem to love it, but it's almost like has this mystique about it, and it's surprisingly easy to do. So I guess I don't totally understand why everyone has such a freak out about reverse cowgirl, but anyways, it's ideal for him to be able to view your booty and for you also, again, to control the depth and pace of penetration. And how you do it, he's lying on his back and you straddle him, but this time you're facing towards his feet instead of his face. So he's seeing your back and your butt. And this is another one that's great no matter what size he is. The fitness level, I mark it as a medium because it can be a little bit tough on your knees after a while. Orgasm type, you can hit all three if you want. Clitoral, G, and A spot just depends on your positioning and your use of your free hands. And variations on this, by leaning forward or tilting your hips, you'll be able to reach all the different angles and know what feels good for you. And you can also, depending on how you're leaning, you can rub your clitoris against his leg or groin area. Okay, the next one is called the seated reach around. And this is good depending on your foot placement, where you can control the depth and pace. It's also a great one for him to be able to touch your nipples, for him to be able to reach around and stimulate your clitoris. It can also be a good one for the slow type of lovemaking. You're not face to face, but, you know, depending on how flexible your neck is, you can turn around and still, you know, sort of have some face to face contact because your heads are quite close together. So how you're doing this, he's seated, so he's sitting in a chair, and you sit on his lap with your legs straddling him, or if you need to, or want to, you can have your legs in between his, so your feet are on the floor, and that's the variation on that, where you would be able then to control the depth and pace too. Fitness level, I mark it as a medium. The orgasm type, really anything, just depends on your exact positioning and the angle of your hips. One variation is you could bend your head forward, almost like you're going to lean your hands on the floor if you can reach, which raises your hips up slightly and gives them a different sensation as well as a different angle to reach, possibly your A spot, certainly your G spot too. This next one is called the Sidewinder. It's a little difficult to explain, so it's definitely one of those that you're going to want to check out the little illustration before you try it. But this is a great one for deep penetration, but still gives you eye contact and that deep, you know, from the rear penetration, that it just, it feels sort of risque. It feels really exposed, as opposed to having sex face to face, like in a modified missionary position. But this one still gives you the chance to have that as well as the face to face eye contact. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. And how you do it, you're going to lie on your side with your knees bent and kind of pulled up towards you. And he's going to kneel behind you. Either if you're at the edge of the bed, he might be kneeling on the floor to reach you. Or if it's on the bed, you know, kneeling on the bed and maybe using some pillows to get your hips up towards him. It's a great one no matter what his penis size is. And it's a low fitness level. It looks complicated, but it's actually really easy for pretty much anybody to do. The orgasm type, it's great for a clitoral because both your hands are basically free. You're not supporting your body weight, either of you. The variations on this is kind of a fun little way to spice it up. So you start out where you're laying maybe on your right side, and then you're going to switch over to the other side, but you're not going to break the connection. He's going to stay inside of you while you do this. So, you know, you have to coordinate it, but you're basically going to rotate your body around his penis and slowly rotate to the other side so that you'll end up laying on your left side. And so it gives kind of an interesting sensation. Plus it's a little challenge to see if you can do that, which is always fun to be playful. And the last, oh no, we got two more. The next position, the sneaky snuggler. And this one is great. In the drawing, it looks like they're standing up, but you can do this standing up. You could also do this laying down. So this is great for a post-coital snuggle. So you've just gotten done having sex, you're naked, and you're laying in bed, and you're spooning. And depending on his refractory period, if he's, you know, able to go for round two, he can actually, you know, as his erection grows, you might feel it growing against your little tushy there, and just arch your hips back towards him, and he can, you know, you're both on your side, legs closed, but he's able to penetrate you. This is also a fun one if you are, I wrote in here that if you're like doing the dishes, I guess if you're washing dishes naked or I don't know what you do in your house, but it's kind of a little sneaky surprise that he bumps up against you and is kind of nuzzling your neck and rubbing his crotch against your booty. Go ahead and, you know, arch your back towards him and slide your pants down and go for it. So how you're doing this, you're either lying down or standing, and you might have to be on your tippy toes again, depending on how well your genitals line up, and arch your back and hips towards him so that he can penetrate. And this is a great one, again, for the guys who are larger than average, because he's not going to be able to get in there, like, super, super deep. But the fact that he can, you know, reach past your, you know, booty and actually get in there while you're, you know, in the spooning position is fun. And it's a low fitness level. And it's good for G-spot because he's really probably only going to get, you know, a shallow penetration. So if your G-spot's located, you know, closer to that 1-inch mark, then this could be excellent for that. And a variation on this, if you happen to sleep while you're spooning, it's a great way to wake up in the morning, especially if he wakes up with morning wood and you feel it. You can just sort of take matters into your own hands a bit. The last position, I call it spoony side up, and you have to see the drawing because, I don't know, it's kind of ridiculous the way they have their arms. So I said it's ideal for doing the Heimlich maneuver, which when you look at the drawing, it looks like that's what he's giving her, the Heimlich. They're naked and he's giving her the Heimlich. You can also use this one for anal penetration too. But he's on his back, you know, basically with his knees up in the air, and you're just lying right on top of him with your knees up in the air. So as far as size, it's good for the larger than average for vaginal because he's got to be able to reach, you know, past your booty and get in there. And really in this position, because you're lying on top of him, it's a little more difficult for you to actually arch your hips and tilt them back towards him to help him reach. So this position might not be for everybody, but the fitness level on it is low as long as he can, you know, hold your body weight on top of him. It's pretty easy. And G-spot orgasm, again, because this is, you know, if you can penetrate, it's likely to be shallow. But the variations, the fun thing about this is your boobs are right there, so he can stimulate your nipples, or you can, while you're doing it. So again, it's a little tough to, you know, wrap your mind around all of these things when you're just listening to it. So I do encourage you to go on the actual dashboard online and take a look at the drawings, if nothing else, to see this last one where it looks like it's a sexual Heimlich maneuver. Okay.